back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples talking with Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Historical Museum. Christmas gifts of the past here. We're talking 1968 right now, and this is a lot of fun here because, you know, radio was popular for so long before television came along and kind of stole the thunder. And black and white TVs existed for so many years, but in 1968, a new technology was coming out.
Well, certainly color was kind of the big thing. So Mr. M's Magnavox downtown in the new mall at 413 Points was advertising the Make This Year Give Color TV. Make this the year, give color TV, the Magnavox 15-inch color portable. And they're emphasizing that wonderful size and that it's color. So it was $319.90 in 1968. And, you know, I knew lots of people at that period that didn't have color TV. And, in fact, gosh, we didn't have a color TV until, like, the middle 1970s. Because it was more expensive, and if you already had a black and white TV and you were used to watching it, you just didn't even hardly know the difference.
You know, for someone my age, I'm 33, and, you know, we've had color TV my whole life.
Yes.
What, I mean, was it a big deal? I mean,
it must have been a big deal. When, in fact, I remember our friend had color TV, so we would go over to her house to watch the Monday night football games, because they were in color at her house and not at our house. So, yeah, it was kind of a big deal. And, of course, getting a TV in the 1950s or even late 40s, if you were really, really, really cutting edge, was a big deal. And I know when I was growing up, the family on the block that had a TV would always have people coming around at program time. And, of course, TV, now you can watch shows whenever you want to. It's more on demand with some technologies. In those times, you had a set time that if you wanted to watch that show, you had to be in front of the TV at that time with the TV on to watch it. So you'd have friends show up at your house at the critical moment so that they could come in and watch the TV.
Yeah, TV guides were pivotal.
Yes, you had to know when things were on. So you had to get the newspaper and have that guide of when things were to be on, or buy an actual TV guide. Yeah.
I remember buying TV guides. Those were so much fun. I loved reading the TV guide.
Well, and it's really interesting to look back at them and what they're talking about with the shows and what they're emphasizing is the cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there's a TV guide channel.
Yes.
And most of what they show is not the TV guide. Just, that has nothing to do with the conversation. Just figured
are they teasers to get you interested in different shows? Or?
I think they actually have their own little bit of their own content that they create. It's entirely, it's very bizarre to me, honestly.
Yeah,
it's very bizarre.
Well, that's very bizarre to me, too. But there's a lot of things in life, as we were mentioning, that are kind of bizarre to me because life has changed an awful lot, and life continues to change at a clip, a real fast clip. So there's lots of different things.
I think it's fascinating reading through some of these Santa Claus letters here, too, of toys that were being asked for that are still, you know, maybe more vintage, but they're still around, like Light Bright. I loved playing Light Bright.
Yes, Light Bright, a baby whisper doll. I'd never heard of that, but Patty Baudette at 1320 Houston was looking for a pair of flowered jeans, a Light Bright, and a little fluffy stuffed dog, and a baby whisper doll. And to share with my sister a table and chairs and some glass dishes. So she's 8 years old, and I will leave you some cookies and some milk. So lots of folks used to leave Santa cookies and milk. I don't know if you ever did that.
Oh, yeah.
Or cookies and a Coke, because Coca-Cola has, for many, many years, advertised strongly at Christmas and tried to make a connection between their product and Christmas.
Yeah, Santa drinks Coke, not Pepsi.
That's exactly right, at least according to the Coke folks. some of the other letters to Santa in 1968. Dear Santa Claus, I will leave you some cookies and milk, and if my mother makes some brownies, I will leave some of them too. I want a Barbie dream house, and I don't know what else. My mother already told you it's going to be a surprise to me. I hope mine is the first house you come to. Love, Beverly Duncan, Route 1. P.S. Say hi to Rudolph. So Rudolph does figure in 1968, too.
Very neat. Yeah, and Barbie, obviously, that was huge in the 60s.
Yes, and the 50s, or late 50s, because I think probably I got my first Barbie doll in the late 50s, but continued to get all of the Barbie doll accessories and outfits and Barbie cars, and there's Barbie houses and Ken, her boyfriend Ken, and all of those things. With girls, I'm certain that you've learned a little bit of that of today.
Oh, yes. And, you know, it's interesting. If I could go in a time machine, my grandma used to buy Barbies, and she had a whole bunch of them. She sold on eBay a few years ago for lots of money.
Really?
Unopened in the package. So if you could go back, tell these people, get these gifts for your kids, but don't let them open them, and open them in about 50 years.
I think that's mean, though. All my Barbies were so worn out by the time. I do still have a bunch of them, but they are not in pristine condition, I can tell you that.
Well, this has been a lot of fun here, just kind of looking back and, you know, making some Christmas memories. It'll be interesting to see how toys from today are looked at in the future.
It really would. One of the things I noticed is that kids went to go see Santa Claus, and Griff's Burger Bar at 901 North 3rd was advertising, "Santa will be at Griff's from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. December 21st through 24th. And so that was kind of a promotion that out Christmas shopping, kids would get taken to get a hamburger and see Santa.
Awesome. Well, Cheryl, thank you so much. And we'll get this up online here later today, and people can go back and listen, and we'll post some pictures on our social media as well.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, Cheryl, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Historical Museum, our guest here today on In Focus.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Matt.